I'm Jim Price, Jim Price Show Daily Update. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. It is April 2nd. It's a Tuesday, 2024. Well, guys, we know that date doesn't mean anything. It's the new year, according to which calendar you want to worship or whoever you want to follow as your fearless leader into the abyss. Guys, understand that we have continued to be a victim to their programming. And the sad part of it is between Mockingbird and MK Ultra and the paperclip and all the other things that we've all done that have been done to us over the decades, we have got to be mindful that there is so much more going on around us. I wish that we wouldn't be so silly to believe that somehow, some way, we've just got it all figured out and we don't need anything or this or that. But sad part of it is, I'm telling you right now, that if we don't break these bonds, guys, don't be surprised when you go to the other side and it ain't exactly what you thought it was. Just saying. Cheers. Water. Anyway, going on and to this, we do have a couple things that we're going to come. I was going to talk about today, and part of it has to do with the 4 years ago. We had an event 4 years ago that it was very important that we all understand that this was the beginning of the new normal. They told us the new normal was coming, and this is what we to anticipate and what we should accept as new normal, and this is what we have to do. Now, a lot of us were able to beat that back. Ladies and gentlemen, another boat hitting a bridge, this time Oklahoma. Happy Tuesday. Oh, yeah, very much so. Ken, good to see you. Thank you so much for being here. Edward, good to see you as well, sir. Thank you for being a part of the show. Anyway, so as we go down this path of, yes, there are going to be more things happening, more sleeper cells effect. Guys, we're going into battle. This is them weakening the infrastructure, weakening the ability to mobilize, weakening the ability to be functional. This is what we do. This is how we do it. This is war, and war is not fair. War is not, it's not something simple and clean. It is a very, very messy business to be in life right now, right? So the government's going to go in and create all the catastrophes, all the hazards, all the different things out there, so to make sure that you guys understand who really is in charge. Sarah, good to see you. Thank you so much for being here. And so as you think about how this is going to go down, we do know that there's going to be some things happening that will be very disheartening to you. There's going to be guys, again, we're going to go into the fall this next year. I fully anticipate next year, this fall coming up, that we are going to absolutely 100% see the uptick of mass shootings and those kind of things. So there's a big, big thing about this coming up. It's going to be... It's okay. Let me stop for a second. Last night we had a great Zoom call with a bunch of people on there. Ed and others were on there, and it was great to be able to talk to John Rader and others. It was nice to be able to be a part of things. And one of the things that was a conversation that did finally come out in the third hour, we were on the Zoom call for 3 hours, is that everybody's in a bit of adrenal fatigue. Everybody's has this fatigue. And guys, I went through this. I was already fatigued back in 2016, 2018, 2019, 2020. I was holding on at best, psychologically, emotionally, physically. These are all things that my emotions were all over. My mind was trying to keep itself straight. My body was a total wreck. And I was talking to a gentleman. I think I've told the story before. I don't know if I've told it recently. That I was talking to a gentleman, and he was wanting to talk to me about the new quantum computing system. It was a new type of internet. And we were talking back and forth, and he finally just, he goes, "Man, are you okay?" He just kind of stopped the conversation. We had talked several times, and he's like, "Hey, are you okay?" And I'm like, "Well, man, I'm just dealing with stuff. I got a lot of stuff going on. I'm dealing with this court case. I've been raided, these other things." And he's like, "Man, you're just got adrenal fatigue." Now, one thing that we have to think about in how our adrenal glands work and how adrenal fatigue actually occurs, and this is where I got into taking 5-HTP. 5-HTP is a mineral. I started taking that because 5-HTP goes up, and I'm going to do a little bit of an analogy here of how we've gotten ourselves to this stress level, how we are here, why we are here. But as your serotonin is like a little popcorn, air popcorn, you know, pop it, pop, your serotonin is sitting up in there. Well, the 5-HTP goes up there and helps drop that serotonin down more regularly so your body is able to balance its emotions. Well, the gentleman I talked to, we talked about iodine, we talked about 5-HTP, we've talked about a lot of different things. He was actually studying to be a doctor orthopath instead of a regular MD doctor, and his father was a doctor, and his dad told him to get out of the business. It wasn't worth it. And so that was what they did. And so anyway, we just got to talking about, we started talking about all these things, and I really was kind of amazed how I really fit this profile of this adrenal stress, and I didn't have an understanding of it back then, and I do now. I understand completely. But on top of your kidneys, you got kidneys on the left and right side, and it's back here about where you think you have lower back pain. And when your adrenal glands are stressed or overstressed, your adrenal glands are sitting on top of it. They look like these little, remember those little cones, those little incense cones you used to get? You have the incense on the stick, but then they had the little cone incense. Well, they look similar to that. And if they are being, if you're overly stressed, you're overly anxious, you're worrying, you got too much piling up on you, just lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of stuff just sitting on top of you. If that is the case, then your adrenal glands are always at work, which then also stress your kidneys, which then also causes other parts of your body to stress because your kidneys are under a heavy load and they're not filtering out the extras in your blood. By the way, when you pee, you're peeing blood. You're not peeing water. So when people talk about urine therapy and things like that or looping, they're talking about actually, you know, the blood. Your urine is blood. Hey, Karen, good to see you. Thank you so much for being here. And as we go through all this stuff, and we know that this stress is out there, our kidneys will start dysfunctioning in a way that they're not gonna be doing everything they should. And you get to get rid of the extra in your body is what your pee does. And then your waste goes out the other way. So my problem with it is that when those adrenal glands are overworked and overstressed, they overwork and overstress the kidneys as well. But then again, if your iodine isn't sitting right and your thyroid isn't right, then all the chemistry set in your entire body isn't working right. And I will tell you, since I have gotten my iodine levels to the right levels, I have really seen a difference in how I handle stress, but also I know that there were a couple things I needed to work on in the past. From the past, right? And as I continue to go down that path and started seeing the changes in myself and how I changed, and yes, I was still dealing, my body's starting to try to heal itself, my stress levels are ramping up and ramping up and ramping up. And when we think about what we're in, hey, Tony Culver, good to see you. Thank you so much for being here. When we think about all the stuff that we've been dealing with since 2016, now, the reason I want to go back, hey, Rebecca, good to see you. Thank you so much for being here. When I think about 2016, see, that was when I first started running into all this stuff. I was campaigning. I campaigned with Mike Pompeo. I knew a lot of the people. I still know a lot of the people, especially in Kansas, but I knew other people. And when I went through stuff in 2016, I was kind of seeing the things start to peel back, the onion starting to come apart, and I started being affected. That's when I lost my job. That's when a lot of things started happening in the political arena with me. And so for me and you and everybody else, a lot of us don't realize that we have all been under adrenal stress for so long now that we just look at it as being normal. we don't look at it as being like, oh, you know, hey, I had this like 2 or 3 days there, man. I was really stressed. Well, I was really having to work on me. It doesn't, it's not that way. It creeps in a lot like how do you boil a frog, but just a little at a time. Adrenal stress and that long-term exposure to things that are just giving you that anxiety, those little things that you're thinking in the back of your head. You don't know when the emergency broadcast is going to go off. You don't know when the dollar is going to crash. You don't know when the next person's going to yell at you about a mask, and the next person's going to yell at you about being vaccinated. The next person's going to be yelling at you about staying home, and you're going to kill your grandma and all this other stuff. And that's a continuation. But here's a couple of different things. You have to process that mindset. If you do not process that mindset and you shove it down in a good old American way, shoving down your feelings and not dealing with it. And here's the thing. Dealing with your emotions doesn't mean you sit there and cry out and you act like a little idiot and throw a fit and you know, poop the bed. It's not that. It's that you just say, you know what, man, this sucks. This is stupid. And the other person's like, yeah, you know what? This sucks. This is stupid. Now you have a resonating theme, right? The two of you agree in something. So you start talking in that way. Like, yeah, this sucks, man. These people are idiots. I'm not going to do that. Screw the government. I'm not going to handle that. I'm not going to deal with this. And so when you think about that, when you think about it in that way, you start actually changing your mindset. That's therapy. When you resonate, when you get on a show and you hear someone going, I'm not going to put up with this crap anymore. I'm not listening to them stuff. I'd rather not ride in an airplane than deal with their masks. And so when you think about that, when you think about how you don't want it to deal with a mask, you don't want to deal with their crap anymore, and the other person hears that, not only are they now coming up to your level, but now you're raising everybody's level, right? You're coming up, they're coming up, and then it starts to shed off those levels of stress. Perfect. That's why when someone kind of starts ranting and you're like, yeah, man, yeah, yeah, tell them, man, tell them I ain't gonna do it. And that's a big, big deal because you start healing in that process. That's how we make the difference. And that's really all it takes is just us resonating with each other, and then we get to see each other grow and get better. Hey, Tanya Price, thank you so much for being here. I saw your messages yesterday on the show, so thank you for watching after the live. Appreciate that. So as you feel the adrenal stress and those kind of things start to peel away, I'm just going to drink some water here, and I didn't get a chance. Hold on. When you start to feel that peel away because you hear this other person saying it and you're resonating with them, and then you kind of start combining your energies, when you see that, that's when you start to feel relief. That's when the adrenal stress starts coming down. You know, going to the go-kart track and racing real hard and getting your heart rate up and, you know, moving your hands and, you know, and racing your buddies and racing your friends and doing whatever, those things actually help as well. Going into throwing your axe, go to axe throwing. I found out that I really do enjoy axe throwing. I think it's actually a great sport. I don't know how much of a real sport it is, but I do enjoy it. But, you know, people enjoy darts. People enjoy pool. People enjoy, you know, basketball or baseball or softball, whatever that is. Because you're going to go out, but you're with other people. You're like-minded people. You get to take away that stress. And that was what the idea was, is keeping us all apart. Don't go to concerts. Don't go to school. Don't go to church. Don't go to see Nana. Don't go see your neighbor. Don't go to the grocery store because you're all going to die of this big fart in the wind called the coronavirus, a Mexican beer flu that's going to kill you all. Do you not see how they're interrelated? Do you not see what they were doing in there? Monsters, Inc., the movie Monsters, Inc. This is a very, very simple explanation of Monsters, Inc. It's keeping you resonating in fear, and so you can't live your best life. And it really is that simple. That's what they do to us. They push us and push us and push us, and to the point where we almost just cannot even seem to feel normal. We feel so disjointed and so out of whack. And that's how we get the difference in our, you know, that's how the difference is between the two worlds. When you start going out and you're doing baseball and, and you're going to concerts and you're going to church and you're going to choir practice and you're going to football practice and baseball practice and you got all these other things to do, you find yourself in a far healthier place, and that's how you win. That's how it works. And so when we think about how we want to our worlds to look going forward, well, find something to do to break that pattern. Ken says, ironically, on Monsters, Inc., they find out joy and happiness is far more powerful than terror. Even they know that. Even they know that the evil out there, but the problem is when you're so selfish and your self-centeredness and you're so into yourself, you can't see the needs of other people. And in fact, you will shun those other people. You will shun their needs. You will cause them greater pain because, well, look at you. You have need. Oh, but why don't you give me, why don't you bend the knee and ask kindly and I might help you? Why don't you bend the knee and worship me? And if you do as I say and you listen to me and you tell me how great I am, I might help you. I might throw you some attention. I might throw you a little money. I might throw you a cheeseburger. But this is, again, this is their selfish point of view and who they want to be. This is all they can see. And because to them, to do more for someone else is the biggest losing proposition in their life. They're losing all the control. They're losing all the power. They're losing all of who they are and their pedestal that they put themselves on. But in reality, the real power is when you are able to do something more for someone else. That's where the real victory is. Sarah says, mine is gardening. It keeps me in peace. Well, Sarah, the biggest reason that you're doing the gardening and it keeps you in peace is, one, you're touching the soil. You're touching the earth. You're discharging all the static electricity out of your body into the earth. Every time you touch a tree, every time you lean down to smell the lilacs or smell a rose or smell a lily or whatever it is, you touch the plant, you touch the grass, you touch the soil, you touch the tree. You are embracing the earth, and the earth is exchanging the static in your body and discharging it, allowing a great relief in inflammation. A lot of people see huge benefits in their arthritis, mental function, other things like that, just by simply touching the earth. And this is a medical fact. This is also a scientific fact and a physics scientific fact. That the discharge of electricity, the static in your body, the static in your lines, the static in who you are, the reason the cable signal isn't always stable is because of static on the outside of the plastic that's causing disruption. When physicists try to measure how fast the static is discharged out of your body, they cannot measure it. They can't. It's too fast. It happens faster than the speed of light. That your body, the moment you touch the earth with your feet, with your hands, with your body, when you go to the sand on a beach, when you go to the river and you're putting your feet in the water, there's a discharge of energy. That's why you do feel differently after you go to the lake or to the river or go to the park. When you're sitting there and you're putting your hand, you lean back and put your hands in the soil and the grass, and it's cool, and you can put your feet in the, you know, flat on the ground. You're running and discharging all of the negativity and all that static electricity out of your body. Carrie Heiserman, good to see you. Thank you so much for being a part of the show. And so as we continue to go down this path where we see that so many things in our lives have been manipulated by, you know, the powers that be to keep you in rubber sole shoes, to keep you in this negative energy, to keep you from actually discharging your own anxieties. So in reality, it's actually really great that you have the ability to go in and do things for yourself, just like by touching the soil. Touching the soil. It's just enough. That's all you need. And so this is very important for you to think about how you're thinking of things. So when Sarah says, hey, gardening, mine is gardening, it keeps me in peace. Well, it does. That's her therapy because it discharges, but also the task of breaking the soil, using your hands, digging, these are all exertion, which it has an immediate result of you can see the change in the soil. You can see that you planted. You can step back. You can see how the flower beds look. You can see how you change the mulch around the tree. You can see how you did different things in your local area, in your garden. And I don't care if you got a 4x8 patio off the back of a 100-story high-rise. Put plants on the high-rise balcony. Put plants inside of the glass door of your balcony. Find little places for you to do. Get yourself a little pot and make yourself a little fire so you can actually just sit there and have a little quiet time while you look over a clay pot or an urn that you are able to burn little pieces of wood and watch the fire burn and enjoy that little time you have. See, the problem is that too many times we think that we have to go to the Colorado Mountains or the Appalachian Mountains or we got to go to the Mount Everest to be able to have peace or be able to connect with nature. But in reality, nature's all around us and nature can be around us if we bring it to ourselves. We don't have to push it away. We don't have to go seek it out in some other real way. So again, this is where you have to think of these things differently. For me, I've been doing things that, I am changing how I do things. The times that I've been in Florida, I've made it a purpose to make sure to walk out to the sand, walk out to the ocean and touch the ocean, even if it's only for a minute. You know, walking down in the sand, doing all those things, changing my purview, changing who I am, changing how I think of things. And that's a big, big deal for me. And I have actually started to change those patterns to say, some other time. I'm actually changing that for myself. And I do see the positives in it. I do see what is coming out of those things, and it's great. Now, let's go back. So when we all started this whole thing with the COVID thing, with the coronavirus, the Mexican beer flu killing us all, when we start thinking in those heavy, heavy thought patterns, everything gets abusive inside your head. You start kind of screwing with yourself, and that's where the COVID thing, you got inside your head. That's when they started making you doubt yourself, question yourself. You don't feel good about things. Now, they did a lot of things to us. And I want to read this article to you guys today from Gateway Pundit. A world-leading virologist has issued a shocking warning to the Americans. Now, this is where adrenal stress is going to come in, but you're going to also realize you picked the right path. This is one of those paths, guys, that when I was doing the daily updates 4 years ago, starting in March 9th, starting those episodes, I was really questioning myself what I was doing. But at the same time, I was really questioning whether I was getting it right. And a lot of it didn't make sense to why we were rushing to this technology, this whatever. And, we were all saying, oh, we need to slow the curve. We need to do this. We need to do that. And I was looking at all the research and looking at all the different things, and I'm telling you right now, I was on the right side. I was a little bold. I was a little brave. There were some things I said that could have backfired, but I was able to keep going and giving out good information, then it did work. Now, did I hesitate sometimes? Did I worry about, those things? It was hard. Lindsay says 4/20/24 is a full date palindrome. Same forward, same backwards. Just sharing. Well, thank you for that, Lindsay. I appreciate it. And 4/20 is never a bad thing. So a world-leading virologist has issued a shocking warning to American public that a massive tsunami of death will soon destroy the global COVID-19 vaccinated population. Guys, across the board, we are seeing this happen over and over again, where we're noticing that there are people that are coming up with heart attack issues, people that are coming up with shortness of breath, people that are coming up with circulatory issues, neuropathies, other things like that, things that would seem like, not such a big deal. Oh, I'm not experiencing it. I'm not. No, guys, these are things that we never experience. These things never happen in America. These don't happen in our world. The amount of heart attacks, the amount of youth heart attacks, the amount of microcarditis, all these things that are coming out about this government chemical that we all decided that was so necessary, and we spent trillions of dollars on. And by the way, let me give you something, guys. In the last quarter of last year, the United States government spent $7 trillion in 4 months. In 4 months, they basically spent just just under $2 trillion a month. Just under $2 trillion a month they spent in 4 months at the end of last year. Now, did we spend a lot of money during COVID? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, we did. But I'm going to tell you right now, it's not as much as what has been spent since then. There was a lot of things, when we open up the floodgates, but see, again, this was all about destroying the U.S. dollar. This is all part of it. So this continuation of this. Now, guys, I'm going to tell you right now, if you want to feel like you got the genetic lottery or you figured it out or whatever, there's going to be everybody keeps talking about this housing shortage. They keep talking about how, we're going to be doing this, we're going to be doing that. And I will tell you right now, there's going to be a mass population dump going on in this country and across this globe. And it's going to be very disturbing. And a lot of people that went out and raced out and got this shot, probably not going to miss those people. There will be some of them. I've had some Republican friends, some conservative friends that not in the truther industry or anything, just people or friends around the Wichita area. And I'm going to tell you right now, I feel bad for them. As a Slate News reported, the bone-chilling warning was issued by Dr. Geert van den Bosscher. We'll call him Geert. A respected Bulgarian biologist during an appearance on the Klossner Cast podcast with host James Klossner on Friday. The doctor said it is certified in both virology and microbiology and is the inventor of a patented application for universal vaccines. Great. He has also authored over 30 publications and currently working on independent research as an independent research consultant. Doctor, however, is most famous for warning about the potential damages of mass vaccination programs amid the COVID-19 pandemic. He warned that the program could lead to monster COVID variants. Great. The virologist told Kloster that shortly a massive tsunami of death among the vaccinated would happen. This would start with far more cases of long COVID, which would replace with surges of cancer and end with hyperacute waves. Now, guys, I said there's going to be a mass casualty event. I've talked about this a lot. The mass casualty event stuff, I do believe it's coming. I don't think this guy is telling me anything I didn't already know or understand. I think he's taking a little bit different spin to it than I was. But at the same time, Dr. Z, Dr. Zelensky, that was him, yes, and collapsible needles. Oh, yeah, Tanya, I forgot about the collapsible needles. They've been everybody taking the fake shot. Anyway, what I'm predicting is a massive, massive tsunami of illness and death among highly vaccinated populations with comprised immune systems, the doctor said. You will see what will happen. For example, in the next coming weeks, it's more and more cases of more serious long COVID. Now, guys, this is the snake venom peptide poisoning that they're referring to. When you think of these things coming up, the snake peptides, they were in the gray and the red cap. I think it was gray and the blue cap or gray, something like that. When the two sides of that peptide came together, they combined and started pumping snake venom into your system. That's what COVID really is. They will start to replace the surge of cancers. It will end with a hyperacute phase, a huge, huge wave. The doctor goes on to cite his expertise noting that he has been studying COVID for 4 years. Well, so have we all. I thought we all were doing the homework. I don't know. Aren't we all doing homework on COVID? We've all become virologists within this whole last 4 years, microbiologists. We've all learned things about the medical industry and things like that that we never understood or we never really wanted to know, but now we know. The thing I want your audience to understand, what we will be facing in the hyperacute COVID crisis that is imminent, is that we will have to build a completely new world. It is very, very clear that when this starts, our hospitals will collapse. And that means the chaos of all kinds of layers of society, financial, economic, social, you name it, will be complete. Doctor told Kunstler that the best hope for the vaccinated individuals to protect themselves is to find a way to avoid reinfection of COVID-19. Again, it's not COVID-19. We don't have, there is no information out there to validate what he just said, other than we know that it's absolutely snake venom poisoning. So, when you think about this and what he's saying, you have to replace some of the words with what's going to happen. But yes, snake venom poisoning causes cancers and heart inflammation, vascular inflammation, all the different symptoms it's very, very rapid. What I can advise all these vaccinated people, that they avoid reinfection. It is the reinfection of vaccinated people that is responsible for this situation. Now, wait, this guy is he's a virologist who believes in vaccines and also has a patented vaccine delivery method. But then he says the reinfection of vaccinated people, that is responsible for this situation. Well, if you're so vaccinated, why are you getting reinfected? Because you're not vaccinated anything against what you're getting poisoned with. Crap. So anyway, he went on, and that's basically the article. So this is, Zelenko, that's right. Edward, you're right. It's Dr. Zelenko. Lindsay Lewis says, so snake venom isn't good for you? Well, I mean, you know, depends on how you want to party, I guess, Lindsay. You want to party like a rock star, If you want to do that, I guess you go for it. But at the end of the day, that's what we're really up against is this snake venom poisoning, and it's that simple. It really is. But anyway, when we think about what we're going through in these coming days and these coming weeks and these coming months and even coming years, there are going to be less people on the playing field. Just understand that. A lot less people on the playing field. We're going to have to pick up a lot of slack. I don't think that we're going to have the population of this globe that we have now. I think we're going to see a huge decline. And I'm not fearful of the situation. I'm saying we're going to have a huge decline, and it's going to get rid of all the dummies who went out there and took on this vaccine. Simple as that. I mean, it sounds, just going off the name, that it would be healthy to ingest. Yeah, well, Lindsay, you party different than I do, so, you know, you do you, boo. I don't know if that's how you're supposed to say it, but you crazy kid. So I remember, what's up, brother? If you guys know that, that's a new TikTok trend. What's up, brother? It is this kid who plays video games and is kind of... I don't know. He says he doesn't have any Down syndrome. Lisa, good to see you. Thank you so much for being here. But he says he doesn't have Down syndrome or anything like that, but he definitely doesn't act, we'll say, normal. How about that? You guys are killing me over here. What are your thoughts on the eclipse and the end of the world approaching us? Well, guys, I don't know if you knew this, but the eclipse path has changed. So all the calculations, all the stuff everybody was out there doing about making sure that they were going to be in the path of the, you know, eclipse and all that. Well, it has moved north, going through the middle of America, and moved north about 50 miles. So, yeah, that's a thing. I hope Hulk Hogan is getting royalties, brother. good one, Ken. Well, again, so let me do this something with you guys. I have heard all of the analogies of the equinox next week. We're all going to die. The world's going to end. The red heifers are here. We're going to use DARPA and HARP. The HARP is going to go ahead and create a massive earthquake because it's going to happen in Arkansas or in Missouri, and then the earth is going to open up, and then the Mississippi will flow backwards, and, you know, all that good stuff. These are all the different variables, the things I've seen. I've seen all the and I've heard all the different things saying that these are end times. The sad part of this is I do believe this is a great opportunity, especially as much so much attention has been given to this whole situation. I will tell you right now, this is a great opportunity for them to usher something in that you guys will all freak out about. Do I think that something's going to happen? Yeah. Do I think it's going to be man-made? Probably. What about the sperm cloud things in Cali today? I didn't see the sperm clouds, but thank you for getting me to say sperm three times on the show, Lindsay. I don't know if that was on your bingo card, but we did get that word out there for you. So I hope that X gets the square. So I'm just kidding you, Lindsay. As we think about this, I do believe that there's a lot of things that this is a great opportunity for, because we have put our attention into it, because we have put in all this intention into these things. Attention and intention are the same thing. Paying attention to it is giving intention to it. When we start here saying, oh, the eclipse, well, I'm here in Wichita, Kansas, and I'm going to be just a little bit north of the path. And I don't know if, I don't think I'm going to drive down Monday to go look at it. I think it'll be just as spectacular. But here's what I will give you guys. It's not a total eclipse. According to the way that the sun will be shining, yes, the sun will be blocked out, but it's actually a partial eclipse because it's off about 18 degrees. And so when we talk about the emphasis of that, well, then people have said, well, what about CERN? And CERN's going to be doing a whole spin up the spinny thing, and we're going to collide some particles, and we're going to make the whole world collapse into a different timeline, which I do believe is a very big possibility. Hey, Ann, good to see you. Thank you so much for being here. Ann Bailey's here. Lindsay says, is sperm not allowed to be said? Well, no, Lindsay, you can say sperm all you want. It just brings attention to you in a certain way. So there's that. I'm sorry, guys. Let's see. It's the lunar eclipse that didn't happen in March 25th. I actually heard the eclipse was going to be postponed. Well, yeah, we're going to wait until we can actually do some ballot counting. And once we get the ballot count right, then we'll know whether or not the eclipse actually occurred. And then we'll get back to you within 2 to 3 months. So that's just how the government works, guys. We'll count up the ballots. We'll let you know if it happened or not. And we'll let you know the winner that we picked a long time ago. You see how that works? It's all fun. This is all fun and games, guys. This is just your life. This is the world you live in. Guys, let me ask you a quick question here. This is an analogy. This is the mind's eye thing here. If I knew that the neighbor came over and took a big turd in my pool, I don't have a pool, but that would be great if I did. But if I had a pool, and the neighbor came over, took a big deuce right in there, got on the diving board, just leaned off, dropped one in the old punch bowl there. Do you think that I would want to run out and swim in that? Well, you know, it's just one little turd. It's just, you know, there's a lot of water in here. Yeah, it's just a little bit of turd anyway. Well, you know, once the bleach, you know, gets in there, it'll fix it all. Well, the sad part of it is that guys, we live in a world where we're swimming in a literal sewage treatment plant. Sewage treatment plant. We are literally living in a sewage treatment plant. And what I'm trying to tell you is that you guys, when you start saying, you know what, I'm not willing to live like this anymore. I'm not willing to live in fear anymore. I'm not willing to take your stories. I'm not willing to go down that path with you anymore. Well, suddenly they stop coming back to you to tell you these stories. They stop coming back to you to try to get you to live in fear. If you, they already know that going to Jim Price saying, booga, 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 booga. Well, when you find out, they find out that Jim Price doesn't run, it's like, whatever, bro. Well, that's when they quit coming back and stop trying to scare me. Real quick, Lindsay says, my theory that when they did 2 weeks to slow the spread, they put a spell on stuff, and now we are 2 weeks behind, meaning 2 weeks from 325 will be 408, and 2 weeks from 408 will be 422, which is Passover. Passover, when the eclipse will actually happen as it passes over us, along with passing over of souls. Wow. All right. Whew. Okay. So I agree with a lot of that, Lindsay. I think that's a good analogy. Yes, they have been trying to manipulate us. And they've been trying to do things to us to cause us to stay in dis-ease and cause us to stay out of frequency balance with the world around us. That's just what they're really good at. And we got to be different about this stuff. We got to be different about our approach. And it's just part of the deal. So, by the way, guys, next Monday, I plan on doing another session next Monday night. And I would like to do these more often if we can, if everybody keeps up with doing it. CJ over on Cloud Hub, the rest of us will be incarcerated. Well, or incarcerated? Yeah. Well, that's a lot of prisons. You know, guys, one thing that you got to remember, keeping human beings is probably one of the most difficult jobs for a society to do, try to keep people in one place or the other. And so, yeah, this is a big deal for us when we think of how the world around us. Lindsay says, well, I will be in the Zoom next Monday night as I missed last night's. Oh, that's all right, Lindsay. It's okay. But I want to do these. I was getting distracted with a couple of different things. So I want to do these phone calls on Monday night so that we can all get to know each other better. We all talk to each other. You guys get to engage with each other. John had his great anecdotes last night. Edward was chiming in. Claudia was there. She was talking as well. And it was great to have the different interactions. We had a couple people doing some weird stuff. I don't know what their deal was or who they really were because they didn't identify themselves. And, you know, I don't know if I need to start making the rules that, if you don't have your real name on the Zoom, I just won't let you in. So if you don't know how to put your name on the Zoom, so your name is showing, then maybe you don't get to be a part of the show, but, you know, it's all part of it. I do appreciate those of you guys who donated to the show, donated to the Zoom call last night. I appreciate those guys. Claudia actually donated hers last week. As soon as I announced that I was going to be doing a Zoom call, she was, like, on top of it. And, Edward, I did get your $5 donation last night. Thank you so much for the donation for the show. So, sir, thank you for that. I know that you are not in a... You know, you don't have a lot of extras, so every bit you give is an amazing gift, so thank you for that. I appreciate it. Anyway, guys, I want to do the Zoom calls for you guys. We can talk and interact, but they also, at the same time, we got to remember that everything that we're doing, when we have these Zoom calls, when we have this show, when you guys like and share and comment on this show, when you guys send out your location, hey, you know, it's Sarah from, you know, Baton Rouge, or it's, you know, John Raider from, you know, whatever. When you guys do that, you're breaking down the algorithm. You're breaking through their falseness, the shadow banning, the effect that they have on me. And by the way, guys, too, that we talk about the Twitter account. I have two new followers today, but I'm down to 3277. So I've actually lost three followers when I gained two today. So I'm actually down one from yesterday. But that's what we do here on Twitter. Is Twitter is just a big old hunk of junk, and everybody thinks that everything's fine and hunky dory over there. But I don't think so. So that's just how that works. By the way, guys, if you guys understand that keeping human beings in concentration camps or things like that, it's a conversation you got to start having with yourself about what it really means to be incarcerated and what it really means to them. By the way, guys, if they want to try to put you in jail, I understand that your life outside of jail it will stop and other things like that. But remember, they got to spend $30,000 to $40,000 a year just to keep you in a little cube. So when you guys think about how you want people in cubes, make sure that they're there for person crimes. But these people are now coming after thought crimes. And that's one of the things that terrifies me the most, is because thought crimes means that they can think of anything they want and say, I was thinking of anything they can come up with. And that in itself is scary, because that, again, thought crimes, that's not what we're here about. That's not what the dealio is. We don't want thought crimes, because that's where, you guys remember that Minority Report, how that all went down, that movie? Well, again, we're seeing ourselves in a situation where I think we're trying to go into the Minority Report. And just be different out there, guys. Keep your head on a swivel. Keep your chin up. Things are going to happen fast. All right. I don't know why my son sent that to me, but sure, why not during the show? And there we go. He's sending me stuff. All right, Jimmy, thank you for that. Okay. Stop sending me communications through Messenger. Golly. So, when you push back, when you say no, when you say I've already heard this, and when you act like you're not affected, the prison has no authority over you. The words they say have no authority. The laws they try to write have no authority over you. When you give over power, when you see that happening, that's on you. But here's a problem. We've got to figure out where these true patriot police officers are going to be at the end of this whole thing, because right now I'm telling you, it's not looking good that a lot of these people that are got a badge and a gun are a bunch of water boys who are willing to do whatever their boss says so they can keep that check for whatever they need it for, right? Keep their wives happy, keep whatever it is. It'll be over when Jesus returns. Until we occupy. Well, very good, CJ. That's absolutely right. But be mindful, guys, that there's going to be a lot of stuff. Edward, I don't know if I'm going to read that one, Edward. But the sad part of it is there's good information on Twitter, but at the same time, why Twitter keeps shadow banning me and doing what they're doing, I have no clawback. I can't figure it out. I don't know what to do for that. So anyway. All right, guys. Just understand this. I want you guys to understand that, yes, there are things happening. There are things occurring. There's all this stuff going on. But if we weren't winning, if we weren't ahead in this race, we'd already be in cages. We'd already be dead. They would have figured out a way to do it. Trust me, it's easier to kill you than deal with you. And that's the honest to God truth. So the more you talk to each other, the stronger you become. The more you talk to each other, the less likely they can get rid of you. The more you talk to each other, the less likely they're going to put you in jail. The more you talk to each other, the more that they're less likely going to kill you. And that is a real fact, guys, because you got to be popular. You got to know each other. You got to be a part of each other. And that's what I want to do. I'm going to start doing these Monday night calls with you guys. And it's going to be 7 p.m. Central on Mondays. I think it's going to work out well for everybody. It'll work out well for me even when I'm traveling, because I'm usually home by Mondays anyway. And Sunday night or Monday. So we should be able to do it. And on those days, we'll have to reschedule or figure out what we're going to do. But remember, how you act in this time defines you. How they act in this time defines them. So don't fall in the trap of like, oh, well, you know, hey, they're a jerk, so I get to be a jerk. It doesn't work that way. You don't get to be a jerk because you just want to be a jerk. It doesn't. When you act in a lower frequency, in a lower resonance, you're dragging yourself down to them, and you don't have to be that. And so when we think about these people, they're going to be suddenly dropping off the social plate or the social platform or the world as we know it, the population as we see it across this globe, understand that you took a different path, and those people are not going to move forward with you. Understand that. when you think about this path going forward, those people that are falling away from you are not falling away from you because you should be sorrowful for them, but because falling away from you because they're not resonating with you anymore. Well, they died, Jim. That's why they're not. No, really? Yeah, but what did they die of? They died of their own decisions. They died of their own fears. And I'm going to tell you right now, if you think that your creator, that your God threw you on this earth so that some other people could figure out a vaccine to keep you alive longer, then you don't understand your creator. You don't understand how this all works. This is the part where you got to get it right in your head. Because if you think that your creator came as going, man, I gotta wait till the 1960s when they come up with a tetanus shot so I can save all my people from tetanus, and babies need tetanus at birth because, you know, tetanus shots are so necessary. Oh, we got to get these babies tetanus shots. Woo! Thank me, I'm God, so thank me that I let this person create tetanus to give to babies. Woo! Boy, I saved the day. I created the person that is saving everybody from the tetanus deficiency they have in their babies. Do you know how stupid that sounds? Think about that. We don't have tetanus deficiency, and God didn't create you so you could just die and live a miserable death. But there are things right in front of us that we can do, and there's people out there doing things to us that we know they're doing, and we need to fight back against them. And that's how we make a difference, and this is what we got to be thinking about differently. Now, I've been working on a few things, and I do believe that there's a lot of things in my life I've done differently. I feel healthier. There's a lot of confusion for me, and I'm going to give you why I'm confused, is that I don't have some of the same pains I used to have. I don't have some of the same hurt, the same discomfort. I don't have those things anymore. Why? Because I've changed what I put in my body. I got things like copper water. I've got things like minerals I take every day, things that I'm doing for me so that I know that I can live longer and happier, and I'm going to screw up their plan. Rebecca Wells, thank you so much for being here. I saw you over here, and I saw you over here, so good to see you. Thank you for jumping on both. I appreciate it. And guys, remember, like, share, comment. You cram that button as often as possible. Send this out to your friends. Send it out to your social groups, different people. Invite them to the show. If you have people that have questions or comments or whatever, get them on here so I can answer those questions for them. Because this is how we beat this whole thing, one person at a time. I don't need a million people online right now asking me the same question over and over again. I need every single one of these individuals coming to me, and I need to talk to them, and so they could get better and they could live longer. And I don't care if they just talk to me once and they get everything they need and they turn their life around. That's fantastic. Then I have done my job for them. But bring your other people in. Remember, this is all about donation. This is all about, you know, numbers. They started the number game. They created this whole thing to where we have to chase down these numbers, chase down the likes, chase down the views. Guys, beat them at their game. Be those people that actually helps me win the game against them and their ability to influence us. The more the Jim Price gets out there, the less that they win, the less ground they have. And you guys are the difference on that whole thing. So just be thinking about how you can do those things and move the ball forward for all of us, because that's how we all win. And so anyway, guys, this is a time in life that I know it's exhausting. I'm tired. I get the fatigue. I get the adrenal fatigue, the mental fatigue. It's all part of life. I get it. But I'm going to tell you right now, don't give up, okay? Don't give up. You've already been through the worst of things. Guys, you broke out of the worst of it. Here's the thing. You know what the worst of it was? Before you woke up. That was the worst of it. Because you were part of it. You were a part of the machine that you now hate. You were a part of the machine that's killing other people that you still hate. You're not part of that anymore. So you've broken away. That's the biggest part of it. But then the continuation of education as you go down through your life, as you push back on things, as you start seeing that maybe there's the mud floods that Jim talks about, or Tartaria, or, you know, this or that, the other thing. Yes, those things are hard to think about, and they're hard to put together because you're just coming out of taking the clay and the scabs off of your eyes, taking the mud, the dirt, the grime off of your face, learning how to breathe fresh air. Guys, you've been through the worst of it. So be proud of who you are and what you are. Things are becoming amazing. So continue on that process. Be those people. Do the things you got to do. Open your pie hole. Quit putting pie in there and start talking about what's going on so other people can resonate with you. Go, yeah, that's right. I'm not putting up with that crap. And hopefully that's what we'll get to is on the Monday nights thing will be some of those times where we get together and we cheer each other on. We see each other's growth. We see what we can do for each other. And that's how you beat them at this game. All right, so no hurt today. Cayenne, 40,000, but it's a new burn. Well, there you go. That's exactly right. So, yeah, that's how it works over there. So, again, thank you for being on Cloud Hub. CJ, appreciate it. Don't fight yourself. Don't fight the bad. Understand that we're all in this together. Don't fight your old self. Don't fight your old ego. Come into this. Understand that doing more for others and the world around you makes the world a better place. It's as simple as that. All right, guys. Well, remember, this is why we do what we do. We do it for you guys. We do it because it's the what we need to do for each other. And it's been an amazing, amazing part to be a part of your day. So I want to make sure I'm giving you guys appreciation for what you guys do for me. You guys don't realize the kind words you say and the things that you do really do keep me moving forward because this is not an easy job. Doing what I do here and without a net, without producers, without a team, there's nobody on the other line doing little fun things for me and all of the things, I'm doing it as I speak. And you guys bring me joy and happiness, and it does make fulfill my cup when you guys are generous to me as well. So thank you for everything you guys have been doing. It's been fantastic being a part of things. Get your friends over here. Invite them to be a part of the show, and that way we can all grow together. All right, guys, remember the 10% we do for our neighbor, community, city, county, state, the federal government. The more you do for them, the less they have to do for you. Learn how to be selfless and not so damn selfish. There will be a far, far better place. Remember, hold the line, hold fast, do not give up, do not give in, we will win. I promise, don't make promises, can't keep, guys. You've always been the answer out there. Remember, the Constitution limits the government, but never limits you. Don't let them push you around. Your God-given and able rights, your God-given and able rights, where your God, your big G God, sits on the throne of your life. That small G government's the last thing on the list of things you have to pay attention to in your daily life. So be mindful of those things, guys. And don't go worrying about what the government wants to do. Go do your own thing. Ignore them. Pay attention to you and your heart and your intention, and that's where your difference will be. All right, guys, thank you so much for everything you guys are doing out there. I'm going to get out of here. I'm Jim Price, Jim Price Show Daily Update. You guys will be good to each other out there, and I'll see you guys tomorrow. Bye-bye.